T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are tackling some crises, Al, in broadcasting, and we got to bring in our TV guy from JBlack.TV, the great Jay Black. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Angelo.
Jay, we got a lot of ground to cover. You saw the latest story. I sent it to you very early this morning.
Yes.
It appears that Comcast is thinking seriously about selling all of their
regional
networks. Can you tell me the impact that would have on sports fans?
Well, first, I mean, they have to find a seller. And right now, there's very few people interested finding a regional sports network buyer is very difficult. The last major purchase was Sinclair. They bought a whole bunch of Fox regional stations, and it's been difficult for them to turn a profit with it. So these regional sport networks, they're kind of an albatross right now. They used to be huge profit centers. Now they're not, because they're realizing the number of people that actually sit and watch them on a regular basis is fairly minuscule in any given market compared to the number of people who purchase cable or digital streaming. So, you know, we're about to see a whole bunch of teams having a hard time finding homes, or I'm predicting down the line these $2.5 billion deals that they signed. If the channel isn't there anymore, I don't know what happens to the deal. So that might go away.
All right, hold on, Jay. So they're finding out that they can't make money because there aren't that many people watching the games. Why aren't the people watching the games?
Well, I mean, I think we have a glut of sports. This is something that we've talked about a lot. It used to be even a game on TV, you'd get one or two. Now these regional stations, when they first came out, it was here's all of them, which was great. But as the numbers shook out, I think most day-to-day fans are not watching the Phillies game, you know, on May 3rd. They're waiting for the playoffs. They're waiting for something big to happen or a huge player to come along that they care to follow. There's fewer of that than there are of games that are available to watch.
All right, well, this ties right into what I was originally asking you about, which is that now you can get an event where they are calling out the names of players that will blow the doors off an actual sports competition, like an NBA game, a Major League Baseball game. How is that possible, Jay?
Yeah, the NFL draft, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, you and I, Angelo, that the NFL is, you know, LeBron James playing against grade schoolers when it comes to the other sports. Their NFL draft got more viewers than the World Series did. I think it's two things. One, the NFL, even with the glut of product that it puts out, is still a limited product. It's still a four-month product, and this is the first taste most fans get of it after 4 or 5 months of it being off. And secondly, I think the NFL has done a great job embracing the fantasy and even to a lesser extent the sports betting aspect of the game, the culture around it. So, you know, if you follow along with football, you're doing it as a fan, but you might also be doing it for your fantasy leagues, and this becomes an important event to that. And I think that's why they can get the ratings for that.
But doesn't it also say that the NBA product, so many players aren't playing now, and the Major League Baseball product, we just heard a stat, there has been fewer balls put in play than any time in the last 30 years, that the other two sports are not really meeting the desires of the fans that are watching them.
I would agree. And I would also say that, you know, the NFL has almost been designed from the ground up as a TV product.
Yeah.
The stoppages in play and everything else, it's built. I mean, I think most people would say, you know, other than the atmosphere, it's better watching an NFL game at home than it is in the stadium. And that's not true of the other sports. And if they want to adapt to this new paradigm, they have to stop thinking in terms of 82 games that they sell out versus maybe a smaller schedule with more exciting TV product.
All right, one last thing, Jay. We saw a dramatic twist in the draft last Friday night where on camera we saw a disagreement in the war room with the Eagles. What are the rules? Can they just show anything? Normally, you have to clear something. We're seeing private stuff in a war room.
Yeah.
Does the network have to clear anything? Can they show whatever they want? What are the rules on it?
I think, honestly, Angelo, and I've talked a little bit with some friends in the industry, I think it comes down to the same rules as a fight on the sidelines, which is the teams need to police themselves, because if you're in a game or a live broadcast of a draft, the cameras are there for the purpose of catching what happens. So if you don't have the internal discipline to stop that fight, it's ESPN's prerogative to show it.
Wow. Jay, I don't know how you do it. That's some great information. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Angela. Have a great week.
Great stuff from Jay Blackout. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.